Welcome back. It's time now for Business with Gail.
Thanks, Karen. EU Trade Commissioner Maros Sefcovic and US Trade Representative Jameson Greer are meeting in Paris today to accelerate the pace of trade talks between the EU and Paris. Their discussion comes on the same day US President Donald Trump has hiked steel and aluminium tariffs from 25 to 50%. And as the Trump administration has been making a demand for countries to submit their best offers to avoid tariffs. Last week, he's postponed a 50% tariff on EU imports until July 9th. To discuss all this and the impact on the Irish economy, I'm joined by Deloitte Chief Economist Kate English. Kate, how important is it for the Irish economy that the EU secures a deal with the US? And is there anything to be read into the way the Trump administration is demanding deals are done by today?
I think the EU needs to strike a fine balance in all of this in terms of getting a good deal for the EU, which will take time, and that would be a good deal for Ireland then as well. But also assuring the US administration that progress is being made. And I think what we see here is that the Irish economy, the EU economy, the global economy is finally balanced at the moment. We have head or tailwinds that are pushing us along. That's strong domestic employment, inflation falling, the good possibility of an interest rate cut tomorrow, which would be good news for borrowers, mortgage holders. But there's also strong headwinds, and that was very clear in even some updated economic forecasts released yesterday. It's really, really difficult for businesses and economies to plan in such an uncertain policy environment.
So I saw a headline on the Financial Times this morning: interest rates are normal, the world is not. Looking at the consumer price growth, it slowed to 1.9% in May, down from 2.2% in April, according to a flash estimate from Eurostat, and came in below economists' forecasts of 2%. It marks the first time inflation has dipped below the ECB's 2% target since September 24. Now, the European Central Bank's interest rate decision is this week. What can we expect?
So we have their decision tomorrow. As you said, the data yesterday was good news. Inflation is still growing. We're still seeing price increases, but at a much slower pace than our peak in October 2022. What that means is we're likely now to see an interest rate cut tomorrow, better on 25 basis points, and potentially further rate cuts this year. What that means for listeners is it's good news. It reduces your borrowing costs, whether you're a company looking to raise capital to invest in your firm, or you are a mortgage holder. So that is good news amongst this. The ECB will also have to balance, I think, that uncertain economic environment as well. But for the moment, the focus will be on data. They always say it's data plural, not just that singular inflation figure. But certainly yesterday's estimate flash figures help this situation.
Okay, that's all we have time for this morning. Kate English, Deloitte Chief Economist, thanks for your time. We'll have more business in the next hour.